Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started a new chapter, Babu Tahrim al-Kidhbi, the chapter on the prohibition of speaking lies. So we explained that how severe it is to speak lies. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, in Surah Qaf, that whenever a person, or whenever a word escapes any person, then there is a guard ready by him. In other words, there is an angel ready to capture what this person is saying. So therefore we have to be very careful of what we speak. Our speech is something that carries a lot of weight. Don't think that this is something that is light. It has no physical form. So therefore it doesn't mean a lot. In Shariat, Shariat gives a lot of importance, a lot of emphasis on a person's speech. In other words, be very, very careful what we say. At all times, be careful of what words we use. Who is the recipient of those words? When we are speaking also, ask ourselves, is those words said in the right manner? Is the approach right? Is the words right? And the person that is speaking it, is his tone right? And is the way that he is taking it or expressing himself, all that is right? This is all part of our Shariat. There are times where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got upset for the purposes of deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face would get red. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would raise his voice. So there are times when a person gets upset. There are times when a person is sweet and a person is soft in his tone. There is a time when a person uses very, very sweet, kind words. There's times when a person uses harsh words. All that needs to be learnt. Therefore it is said very nicely that to learn to speak takes about 2 years. About 2 years it learns to take how to speak. If a person goes to a foreign land, say a person goes from here to Makkah Sharif. Now to learn that local language, if he's there every day, it will take him about 2 years and he can learn that local language. Like that you see a child when he's about 2 years, he starts speaking. He starts saying words. So about 2 years it takes to learn how to speak. And then it takes a lifelong time or lifelong journey to learn what to speak. In other words, what to say at what moment, how to speak, what words to use at what moments, all that needs to be learned. So that also is very, very important. So anyway, just continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of lying. Sometimes you find that people's adat, and today's hadith will speak about this. Adat means person becomes, or person's habit is such that he habitually speaks lies. It is said about the President of the United States, I don't know how many thousand times it has been recorded that publicly he spoke lies. So like that you find that some people habitually they lie. When a person habitually lies, you don't even know whether to believe the person or not to believe them. And their word carries no weight, no meaning. And on the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was as-sadiq and al-ameen. That if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to tell a kafir also something, if that kafir also would fear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this man is so truthful, he's so honest. Whatever he says, that's what will happen. That's how we should be. So today's hadith, an Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna as-sidqa yahdi ila al-birr, wa inna al-birra yahdi ila al-jannah, wa inna al-rajula la yasduqu hatta yuktaba inda Allah siddiqa, wa inna al وإن الكذب يهدي إلى الفجور وإن الفجور يهدي إلى النار وإن الرجل ليكذب حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, honesty, truthfulness leads to righteousness. So this is the first benefit of being honest. It leads you, it's a means of a guide, of being a guide. It leads you to righteousness. And we all want birr, we all want piety, we all want to reach righteousness. The first step here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, truthfulness. Truthfulness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to Jannah. So if you want to go, for example, from here to Johannesburg, then you have to go pass escort, and then thereafter you lead and you go towards Johannesburg. So for example, here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that example of traveling, here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that truthfulness leads to righteousness and righteousness leads to Jannah. A person, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say, a person habitually speaks the truth until he is recorded as a very truthful person in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spells out the opposite. Falsehood leads to evil. Lies leads to evil. And evil leads to Jahannam, A person habitually speaks lies until he is recorded as a grave liar, as a very serious liar in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Ulama explain that this lies is such a thing that if a person leaves out jhoot, in Urdu, lies is jhoot. If a person leaves out jhoot, Allah Ta'ala will give him tawfiq of leaving out. Chut. Chut means to leave out. If he leaves out jhoot, Allah Ta'ala will give him the opportunity. Sab gunao ko chut chahiye. That all other gunas will leave his life. And how they explain this is one person came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I'm involved in zina, I'm involved in drinking, and I'm involved in speaking lies, and it's difficult for me to leave out all these sins. Tell me one sin to leave out. In other words, he was asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which sin I should leave out first. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, leave out speaking lies. So these people, Sahaba was Sahaba, they were very great people. When they would give their word, they would give their word. So he gave his word to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he won't speak lies. Now when he wanted to drink, he thought to himself, if somebody is going to ask me that did you drink, and then I said yes I drank, because now I can't speak lies anymore, I gave my word that I'm not going to speak lies, and then they, you know, there is punishment for drinking, so therefore I'll get caught out. So now what I'm going to do, let me leave out the drinking. Then he thought to himself that if I commit zina, and now the punishment for zina also is so serious, and if I'm asked now that did I commit zina, I'll have to speak the truth because I gave my word to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I'm going to speak the truth. So thereafter this person gave up everything. He gave up drinking also, he gave up zina also, and he gave up lies also. So ulama explained that when a person has got lies out of his life, then all other sins Allah Ta'ala gives him the tawfiq of leaving. So therefore this lies is a very serious thing. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, a person continues lying and aspires to speak lies, and a black dot is continuously formed in his heart until his whole heart becomes black. He is then written amongst the liars in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. One other thing we learn from here is whatever a person continuously does, then it becomes part and parcel of his life. And then a person is recorded as being or as doing that. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about a person that continuously, habitually speaks the truth. He is written in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. This person is written as a very truthful person. And other side, person that habitually, continuously, continues on lies, now he is written as a very serious liar. So if we want to bring true qualities in our life, one lesson we learn is we must habitually do it. Good qualities these are. Habitually do it. Do it with ihtimam. Then we will be recorded from the people that do it. For example, tahajjud salat, if a person habitually does it and he does it with ihtimam, in other words, he gives it its importance, then in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, he'll be written as a tahajjud guzar person. Like that, a person who's particular about his salatul jamaat, he does it with that dedication and with that importance, he'll be written as a person that would perform his salatul jamaat. Like that, all other good qualities, if we make ourselves habitual upon doing it, then we will be written amongst those people. How fortunate it will be on the day of Qiyamah, we will be called amongst the people that were doing all the different good deeds. But the way to do it is to habitually do it in this world. That's one other lesson we get from today's hadith. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.